at SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the pandemic. He's also pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes, such as drug offenses. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. The clemency follows a broad pardon for his son Hunter, who was prosecuted for gun and tax crimes, a pardon not supported by most Americans. New York City's police commissioner says the gun found on the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO matches shell casings found at the crime scene.
Luigi Mangione making it clear it won't be an easy extradition back to New York City, where he's accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare's CEO.
Completely out of touch and an insult to the intelligence of the American people.
Yelling as he went into a Pennsylvania court Tuesday about this being an insult to the intelligence of the American people. Arrested at an Altoona McDonald's after being recognized. The AP asking his lawyer Tom Dickey if Mangione denies shooting Brian Thompson.
I'm not really going to get into that. All I can say is my client has pled not guilty.
Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, thousands of residents in Malibu, California remain under evacuation orders and warnings from the Franklin Fire. The blaze has destroyed several structures. This homeowner says it will be some time before his family is back in the house.
I don't think we'll be able to live there for, 6 to 12 months, best case, is my sense, because the roof has, they chainsawed a hole in it, so that's got to be redone. Many windows were busted, all the decks are done.
South Korea's president has defended his martial law decree as an act of government and denied rebellion charges. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch is packing a lot of meals.
1.2 million, in fact. The congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals in Australia have torched a car and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel slogans in a Sydney suburb. This attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate increasing incidents of such crimes. Authorities say the town where this latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. Last week's arson at a Melbourne synagogue marked an escalation in anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Mysterious drone flights have been reported over New Jersey in recent weeks, and now the government's sharing new details about the nighttime flights. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Department of Homeland Security has been briefing state officials in New Jersey about mysterious nighttime drone flights over the past few weeks. Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia says the devices were described as up to 6 feet in diameter, sometimes traveling with lights off, and apparently able to evade detection by helicopters and radio. They've been spotted near President-elect Trump's golf course and military facility. At the Pentagon,
at this time, we have no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or the work of an adversary.
Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh. Two Jersey Shore area congressmen have called on the military to shoot down the drones. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.